Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve the living and true God, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has a plan for all those who love Him. See, when you love God, things are different. When you love God, it can seem as if your life is interrupted. Some things won't work for you that other people are desperately doing. Some things won't happen for you that easily happens for others, because God will direct your path. And one day, if you keep following Him, you're going to be so glad that He interrupted your life for the good. Now, God don't, He's not interfering with your life like a busybody would. But as a loving Father, you know, there were times in my life that I had made a decision to do something that would have costed me more than I saw. And the Lord steered me away from it. And there are things that He tried to steer me away from. But He worked with me and He helped me. Now, this is why I'm saying this. When you have sincerity, you got something that's golden to God. We value things that, you know, people appreciate. You know, man loves his will, and money promotes his will. It enables him to do his will, even if it's not of God. That's why money is so valuable to man. He can make his will happen anyway. But I can't value money like that, not for that reason. Money is a slave to me to help me do God's will. Everything that I own is a, you know, I know that there are things you desire and it's a blessing. It's just a tool. It's not a trophy. You know, I don't need a trophy. I need things that I can use. And right now I'm driving my dream car. This was a dream once upon a time, back in 2015 when they first made this body style. I decided I wanted one. And it's a Mustang. I used to want a Charger, but I like the way that they did better with the Mustang than, to my taste, than the Dodge did with the Charger. I like stick shift cars. I like manual cars. And I shift my own gears. That's the way I like to drive. So I gravitated to this one. And when I first got it, guys at work said, "Why you drive that every day? You know, you need to let that sit in your garage." I said, "No, I don't own a trophy. This is going to be used. It's going where I go." And I drive it more than I drive my truck. Well, I have to right now because I need my... got to put a fuel pump in that truck. But anyway, things ought to be used. And our purpose in life, we're blessed by doing God's will. Now, when you love God, when you have sincerity, your will is God's will. Whenever you're sincere before God, your will is patterned after God's will. You want what God wants, and you hate what is wrong for you. But see, money gives you the ability to do wrong, or do something selfish, or do something that you would want that has nothing to do with what God wants. So people try to get God to give them money so they can do what they want to do. But that's not the purpose of money. Money is to help you live. It's a tool to help you do God's will, or do more of what God would have you do. Money is a servant, a slave, and it can be an extension to do God's will. But man who is insincere don't see it that way. Only sincere people desire what God desires. And then there are traps out there. Sometimes a person can be a trap, a friend, a wife, and the Lord, or a husband. There are people who are not on board with God. And God put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. Satan's seed, they're not limited to demons. Anybody that loves the false way becomes an extension of Satan, even though they don't know it. And that's not popular to preach, because some preachers have shaped the gospel to fit their desires. But when you go back and look at what Jesus says specifically, that's what you got to pay more attention to. That's what you got to live by, because people can be just like politicians. They'll say what's necessary to get people to do what they want. And then there are good people that believe it. See, when people say something, we can't always tell who loves God and who don't, who's sincere and who's not. But eventually you can't. If you start living a sincere life, everything that's not of God will divide away from you. I promise you. Everything that's not of God won't want to be around you. And it took me a long time to start figuring that out. If they love their will too much, if they're not sincere before God, they're not going to be comfortable around people who are sincere. If they really don't want to do what God said do, they're going to find a way not to do it and find a scripture to prove it. But if you really want to do God's will, it's not hard to be obedient. It's a privilege and a blessing. It's what you desire to do more. You know, the things of God should never be used to serve Satan. And people do, they get off track when they love their will too much, when they love the world somewhere. All you have to do to become an extension of Satan, is to love the world somewhere. There's a leaven of enmity against God, and it takes a leaven of hatred to proceed in any form of ungodliness. There's no reason for it. And it can look attractive, but it's death. And you have to see it that way. You have to drive out, just like Israel had to drive out the Canaanites. And some of the Canaanites that were listed in Ham's descendant were not of his children. They were hybrids. I studied chapter 10 slow. And some of the cities that were built were not named after any of his descendants. That was a trend. Cities were named after men. But here's cities that were named after people, but they were not listed in the lineage of Ham. These, my friend, had to be hybrids. Human-angel hybrids. And you can study it for yourself, but look at it slow. And ask the Holy Spirit. I'm still seeking the Lord about this. I noticed it a couple of weeks ago. And I'm in the research stage of this. But I'm giving that to you so you can do it too. Now I said it, but you have to, you know, just because a preacher say something, you have to go research it yourself. Now, the thing is this, we have to, as we follow God, as we follow his plan, you learn things you don't learn any other way. Just like I read chapter 10 in Genesis so many times, but about a week ago I saw something that I never saw before. And now I'm going to seek the Lord about it. When you're sincere before God, Jesus is your Lord. That's the only way he'll be your Lord. He's not your servant. He's not your slave. He's your Lord. You do what he say do. And so many times people have turned it around to their favor. There is a false church, and the false church does what they want to do, and they will not follow God. God, they will not follow a stranger, they will follow. They'll find a way to follow what they love the most. And the biggest challenge I've seen in men is divorcing their own will. Some people, they love their will too much, and the enemy exploits them because of it. They have desires that's not of God, and the enemy will exploit you if you desire things that God didn't give. You know, I can't make people do what they should, what they don't want to do. And I'm not trying to do that. My goal in life is to do what God said do. Do it right. Live the extension of Him. Be an extension of Him. Sincerity. Now, Proverbs put it this way: the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. So, my life is to be ordered by God. I don't have to be afraid of what the enemy is doing. Satan is up to something. It ain't right. It ain't good. It's evil. It's bad news. But people who love the world somewhere will follow after Lucifer, Satan, the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. Why? Because they won't see him as evil. They see things different. Even the word of God, it won't make sense to a man unless he has the love of God in him. It'll be a mystery without loving God. Without sincerity, God's word it goes back to being a mystery. When you love God and you seek it with the intent to do it all that's in his heart, it's a treasure, and you understand it. But everybody who allow pride in their heart, they can't see what you see. They're blind. Their ears are fat. Their ears are dull. Their heart is fat. They promote their will. Their will is too strong. See, Isaiah 6, God did that. From the beginning, he's been separating what's of him from what's not of him. And I used to think that Isaiah 6 was limited to the Jews, but anybody who gets in pride falls into the same situation. It doesn't matter how you start, it matters how you end. And it matters to you how you start somewhat, because when you live according to God's word, that always matters. But some people started out just like the person who was the heart, the soil, the seed that was sown among thorns. The soil had stones in it. And it didn't have great roots. So they started out wonderful. They loved God. They were sincere. But the word couldn't grow roots because it was hard ground. It was too many stones in the ground. See, stones take up space. And water can't get in the dirt. And the roots can't grow deep where the soil is hard. So when people harden their hearts, when they love the world somewhere, their heart hardens. And over the process of time, the leaven of hatred that it takes to do wrong and be self-willed and lust after women or lust after men or lust after money or whatever, that'll grow, and your understanding of the word will diminish. And the Holy Spirit will warn you, get out of that danger. Here, God sent, in 2016, the Lord showed me that he sent preachers for years trying to get people that have wandered off track back on track. And some people, they're like seeds sown among thorns. The cares of this world, the lust of other things, entering in chokes the word. They become unfruitful. That's why they're so worried and frustrated and angry. their insincerity is taking a toll, and they become fruitless, and they bear no fruit. Now the fruit that we bear is the fruits of the Spirit. And then through that, God can win souls. But then there's the good and honest heart that receives the word and bear fruit with patience. Now that's what we need. That's necessary. As we go forward doing the living will of God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we can follow him. Sincere people, the Lord will steer you around trouble. You'll see it for what it is when other people can't. And when if their heart gets too hard, God will stop. He'll give them over to their own way. Their eyes won't be able to see. Their ears plugged. Their heart fat. And they can't see Jesus anymore. They can't understand anymore. But those who are sincere can. It's very important that we do all that's in God's heart. It's not our actions, it's our ways, it's our condition that we walk in. You can't live a fruitful life and you love unfruitful ways. That can't happen. You have to follow God. If you follow God, you can do all things through Christ. Through Christ. You're on board with him. You're not trying to pull the rope the other way. But when people are so hard-hearted, they begin to be dull, that they begin to stop seeing in the Spirit. They think they're all right. Now, when people die, and they think they're going to be ushered into heaven, and the demon, they get snatched into hell, that's not the time to learn that you were wrong. I watch the Lord direct me to watch things sometimes. Some things I just get curious about and watch it, but the Lord had me to listen to one Saturday morning I woke up, Penny Ogunde, Ogunde, I guess that's how I pronounce his name, but the Lord told me his name. And I went back and took a closer look. A lot of people on his website or his YouTube videos that he publishes them. These are testimonies of people who saw the other side. And people that Jesus took people to hell. He took Dana Wrigley to hell, and he took Mary Kay Baxter to hell. And they're saying the same things. And these are other people, unknown people that the Lord has taken. He took Bill Weiss to hell. And there are people down there, there are Christian people that didn't make it, even whole churches, because they got so far off track. Sometimes people run with an attack. They let the enemy attack them and they don't do anything about it. Now, to defy God and live an unclean life, don't be surprised. If you know you're doing wrong, repent. If you judge yourself, you will not be judged. God don't go around throwing people into hell. People go because they're supposed to go. That's the only way to kill sin. It's our responsibility to detach ourselves from all forms of sin. That's just how it is. If you allow it, then it'll be allowed. What can God do about it? How can God stop you from doing something you decided to do anyway? But as we go forward in him, and when you're sincere, he will direct your path, and your life you won't be able to do what other people are doing. But over time, you're going to find out, hey, you understand why. And you're going to see it for what it is. God loves you. He can do more with sincere people than he can with insincere people. And you're going to love what God can do in your life. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.